that period, how do you exit from that period?
Okay, so how I exit is, I mean, it, as I said, you know, we had worked on the, supported the development of the constitution,
yes.
And then there were all these campaigns and civic education around the referendum, and then the development of the laws. And then, of course, there's still other corruption that was happening. There was stuff on Anglo Leasing, stuff that has never ended on Goldenberg, and many new corruption happening. There's a Triton oil scandal that happened then. There's a maize scandal. There's a Grand Regency scandal. So every other day,
corruption was a major thing.
It was a major thing in the Grand Coalition. Yeah. Serikali ya nusu mkate.
Yeah.
That had its own fair share of corruption.
Yeah.
Yeah, scandals. Yeah. So there are a lot of things happening. Mm. And naturally, also, you get tired.
Mm.
You get tired.
Mm.
So it saps your energy out of you.
Does. It does.
So I thought, okay. I've done 3 years, and I think I'd had a history of doing three years for every job.
Mm.
So I thought, okay, let me look for something, because now I thought I'd also gone through too wide.
Mm.
I was doing outreach, civic education, legislative drafting, advocacy. I felt like I was doing a lot, which was good because I was growing.
Mm.
But I told myself I want to go back to just communication.
Mm.
Yeah. So I thought, let me just go back to communication.
Mm-hmm.
I started applying for jobs, and then this opportunity came. I applied for a job. BBC Media Action was starting a program on elections, which was perfect because I'm like, okay, I'm still not really getting out of the governance space because I'm going to be working on elections, but I just want to work on communications. And I knew BBC Media Action is not really, it's not an advocacy institution like TI.
Mm.
It was, I mean, it's a media,
yeah.
a charity.
Yeah.
So they were starting up a program called Sema Kenya, which was supposed to help with voter education, public education generally, on the elections, and just frame different issues. You know, we've just passed a constitution. What are the things we are looking at as we go into the next elections? Very educative, not really, can I say, sensational kind of programming, but very more educative. So I was interested in that, and they wanted someone to head the communications and training unit, which was basically going to be responsible for the marketing of the program and the dissemination of the program, as well as the different communication platforms, social media, which are just becoming very big in Kenya, website, and also training and mentorship of journalists who are going to be reporting on in the 2013 elections. So they wanted them to learn through the production of Sema Kenya. So I applied for the job. I got it, and so I went there in July, June 2012, so just a year to the elections, and yeah, so there I started my work, which is a fresh program. We just started production, as in the whole team had just been recruited. There are a lot of people who are seconded from BBC, mostly from the BBC Swahili service, because it was going to be a Swahili, there was some aspects around, there's a Swahili program. But then, so we had to get a lot of journalists from, we got some journalists from BBC, Swahili service, and of course the editors as well. And then of course there's a production team that was new, my own communications team. So it's a whole big enterprise developing this program. And then of course for us, the challenge was, this was a new program and wanted it to hit, hit the ground running, because we didn't have much time to the elections. We started, I think, broadcasting like just a few, around October. October, November, thereabouts. And about five months to the election. So we really needed to popularize this program if we're going to really use it as a tool for education. So that was on us as a communication and training team. And then, of course, there's an aspect, as I mentioned, around mentoring journalists, because BBC is big on mentorship. And when they do these kind of development programs, what they're also trying to do is transfer that skill to the local journalists and local production teams. So there's a whole learning component to it, where we had broadcast partners,
right.
because we weren't paying a cent to broadcast. It was first broadcast on KTN, and then in the second season to broadcast on KBC, but we're not paying them. Instead, those are kind of an agreement that we're going to air the program, but then we're going to give them the content, but then we would also train like the production teams. Mm. They are going to learn, you know, because now BBC was bringing in all these experienced journalists from, you know, from of course BBC.
Mm-hmm.
It's the BBC news desk,
yeah.
But there are also the production teams, some of them who came initially from London.
Mm.
So there's a lot of learning for even the local broadcast journalists.
Mm.
Then we had just a different, you know, training for them, where we'd match them even to mentors, where they would now do doing stories, and we're working with our mentors in terms of their own election stories, such that by the time Kosema Kenya, we knew obviously was just going to be something that was going to be there for now. But then what, you know, what legacy, you know, what do you ensure you leave behind to ensure that even in the next other elections, there would be strong reporting.
Right.
Yeah, because that was that's a whole development aspect of it in terms of BBC Media Action. So yeah, so we're responsible for that mentorship and training. We did that. So we covered, we did the election programs up to March 2013. And then from there, there was a bit still more around the transition, because now the focus was on devolution. For all these 47 new county governments are being created. So there are all these questions around how does it work? You know, what does the constitution say? So now the focus was on that, on devolution. So we continued now running. And then of course now for us as communication team and marketing and training is now picking up what are the issues, the discussions coming up on devolution, the questions, the debates, ensuring, creating that debate on social media.
Yeah.
You know, taking back that debate again to the TV, to the next programs, what are the issues that are being discussed and all that. So there's a whole strong component also on research. And so on. It was, I think, it was a beautiful program at that time. But then I think for me, because I'd come from where I was being so much, and then now it's just
one thing.
And then I at that point I realized that I'm not I am not good with byproducts. I'm better at the content development, because I felt, oh, I wish I could be more in the content development than dealing with the byproduct, because I was dealing with a byproduct, so marketing and things like that. So I started actually yearning for my TI job. I started yearning for my TI job, and just looking back, hey, maybe actually at TI I did, I was doing this and this and that. And I felt that I was not growing. I felt that, I mean, it was a nice program. It was a nice place to work. But to be honest, I just felt I wasn't growing, because I'd come from doing this much and now I'm doing just this much. It is so narrow. And not so deep, because I'm not looking at content. I'm not researching. I'm not writing so much. You know, I'm not pushed beyond my comfort zone. You know, at TI you'd wake up, you go to work, then things just happen, and you have to, there's so many emerging issues. You have to pick them up, you have to proact and react, agenda set. But this one was about, you know, it's a very polite organization. We're just, you know, it's just about development journalism. And I realized then that I'd actually, that path, that bag, journalism bag, had left. You know, I was more into, you know, being in the thick of things and, you know, setting the agenda. I was more into that space. So yeah, luckily at that point when I'm still working at BBC, actually before the end of the first year, I get a call from the HR of TI.